This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
You might not be able to tell, Tom. Mm-hmm. I am sick as a dog.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you might not be able to tell, but we're not recording in the same room this week.
Well, that too. I mean, you would be able to tell that.
Yeah.
We're looking at each other on a futuristic video screen.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe I'm high on PCP, and I don't know what's... Do people still do PCP? You don't hear about it a lot anymore.
I think so. I don't hear about people doing drugs at all.
No, but I'm saying nowadays. Like, I'm saying even like in TV shows and movies and stuff.
PCP?
Yeah.
I think it's probably been replaced with
angel
cooler,
dust.
Newer drugs. No, I feel like angel,
no,
is
that,
angel, PCP?
Angel dust is PCP.
See, everybody used to like laugh at me in high school, like for not knowing, like
for not doing PCP with everybody else.
Well, no, I didn't know that LSD and acid were the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And like somebody
and everybody used to laugh at you.
Yeah, like a bunch of other 15-year-olds like laughed at me and was like, "You guys,
yeah,
you don't like
you guys dropping acid a lot."
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I feel like PCP. Yeah, there's because PCP was always one of those drugs where. They always like really tried to scare us about PCP.
Yeah, but like I don't know what to believe because they raised so many red flags about everything.
Yeah,
they're like, you know, one. Oh, I know they tell you marijuana is God's herb, but one toke of the marijuana will cause you to jump out of a window.
No, but that was
right?
PCP. That's what was it? Helen Hunt jumped out the window in that
Helen
old movie
Hunt.
We had to watch.
Yeah, but my thing is, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's probably if I had to guess, mm-hmm. PCP is as harmless as marijuana.
Wow. Well, there's only one way to find out.
I'll go on record saying that. Hey, I'll tour our nation's elementary schools giving a presentation about
it. I kind of got the impression that PCP was like a very like synthetic drug, and that. They've made much better synthetic drugs since then. I mean, they've made like worse ones too, but I don't know. Well, there's no way to know, Tim. But you said you're sick today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was planning on not doing this recording on video.
Oh.
I was going to make it audio only. I was going to lie down in a bed and see if you noticed.
I definitely would have noticed. I can't imagine you would have lied down in a bed when you're not feeling well and not have fallen asleep within 5 minutes, 10 minutes tops.
Well, then that's the challenge, man. How do you keep me awake?
Well, I don't want
to do
that.
This
it's
thing
hard
I'm obligated
enough
to
do this. I don't need to also try and keep you awake.
Look, then you're going to be at your most engaging.
Uh-huh.
You will elevate my game.
Yeah. No, I'll just be going, hey, trying to, maybe that would be
an improvement. People love it. People love hearing stuff like that. A guy going like that on an audio program.
Right now, somebody's taking,
hey, hoo ha.
Right now, somebody's taking off their headphone, turning to their significant other. No, come here, listen. They're on fire right now. so you feel sick. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I was up all night. I wasn't up all night, but I was coughing a lot.
Uh-huh. Why'd you lie about being up all night?
Well, I wasn't up all night. I was up for a little while.
You thought it'd be a fun thing to say.
I was up coughing, mm-hmm. and then my wife jostled me because I was like half awake, mm-hmm. and she's like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, thank you." And then she like jostled me again, and like
stop jostling
clear.
Me. She's
like, she became clear. She was like trying to get me to leave and sleep right. somewhere else.
Yeah, you feeling okay? Because you're the noises you're making are very annoying.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, thank you. Yes, I am feeling okay. I mean, I'm sick, but I'll make it.
Right. Yeah, I'm just yeah. laying.
And so I had to.
Just a lot of coughs, that's all.
Yeah. It was like 1 in the morning, and then I was like, I guess I'll go down to the basement. And she's like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
a
yeah,
idea.
Yeah.
And then, like, was gathering my stuff for me.
Tim, you're in Massachusetts, your wife's home state. You're staying. I know this because there's a poster of Larry Bird behind you over your shoulder.
Yeah, this is true.
That sounds like something I make up, but there is a poster of Larry Bird right behind Tim. Placed in such a way that it almost seems like a set decorator was like, how can we make it obvious?
How are we going to signal that? Yeah, we're outside of Boston right now.
I feel like, every time you see you're there, you know, it's the holiday season, Thanksgiving, you're there for that. I assume.
Yeah.
But I feel like mm-hmm. every time you go stay with your wife's parents, inevitably you wind up in the basement.
That's very true.
You inevitably somebody finds a way to sequester you to the basement away from everyone else.
Well, last time, Tom, it was that dastardly
COVID-19.
COVID-19.
Yeah.
SARS-CoV-19.
Yeah.
The novel coronavirus.
But now it's evolved to, you know, even a sniffle. Get in the basement.
Yeah. Tom, I got to tell you,
mm-hmm.
I don't hate the setup.
Yeah.
It's, I got some privacy down here. I got my own place.
Yeah.
Hey, how many people you know can say that?
You got a Larry Bird poster over your shoulder. And I imagine your wife's parents, you know, come down at one point like, oh, it stinks down here. What are you doing? What are you farting down here?
They don't do that. And I don't do that.
They don't do that. They're too nice. Yes, I do that. Smells like farts and BO down here.
No, I shower. When I'm here, Tom, I shower more than normal.
I shower so much it makes everyone uncomfortable.
Disappear for hours at a time.
What happened to the hot water? I also had a rough night last night.
Oh yeah, tell me about it.
I had my dog Ginger was just like not. She hadn't been feeling good for a couple of days. I think I gave her too much turkey on Thanksgiving.
Which, you shouldn't give dogs turkey.
Dogs love turkey.
Yeah, you should give it to them.
Yeah. Well,
dogs love chocolate too, Tom. Don't give her chocolate.
Dogs do. It was funny actually because Laura's dad was like, "Does Ginger eat turkey?" I was like, "Yeah, she eat turkey." He's like, "What about dark meat? Will she eat dark meat?" I'm like, she'll eat a turkey bone out of the gutter. Like, yeah, no, she's
not discerning. Yeah,
not at all.
Look, I love Ginger. She's a lovely dog, but she's not. She doesn't have high class taste.
Well. It's like, would you like to see what her turkey dinner looks like and see if maybe you'd like a taste of that? Because I can assure you that the dark meat in this delicious, perfectly cooked turkey is about 1,000 times better. But for whatever reason, I don't know if it was that. She might have eaten something else. It might have just been all the traveling. Her tummy's been upset. And I had to take her out like a million times last night. I had to keep putting my pants back on, which I don't like at night. I like to
just leave them on, Tom. Sleep in
well,
your pants.
Well, eventually I did.
If you sleep in your clothes, you're ready to go in the morning.
Well, that was like eventually what happened. And then, finally thought she was like, all right. And, you know, I'd given her rice earlier in the day to eat because usually that helps.
Yeah.
And cooked rice.
Dogs eating rice. What's next?
Wow, must be nice. Wish I could have rice. But
oh, it's cooked rice.
Yeah, it's cooked
so
rice.
So it's not like put some rice in there like a phone, that'll dry her out.
I mean, I think kind of, but
yeah, but like you can't give a dog raw rice to dry out insides.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's frowned upon. It would probably be a little bit more effective.
It would cause more problems than it would solve, I think.
Mm.
But anyway, after like, you know, a night, and you know, she was upset. She like couldn't get comfortable, so it was upsetting for me and everything. And finally, it's like bedtime. It's late. It's 2 a.m. and I'm exhausted. So I like go into bed. I'm literally about to step into bed, and I step in a pile of puked up rice right by my bed.
Ugh.
And then when I turn the light on to like clean it up, Laura noticed that there was a pile of poop on her side. So, and during this time, the internet went down.
Should have had your. Tom, this is your worst
nightmare.
I
know, and I couldn't fix it. And eventually, that's why I was up so late. And eventually, I was like, oh, forget it. I'm just...
Wait, why did you need the internet at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Because, no, I needed it at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I spent another hour up. And I didn't need it, but I was like, here's what happened, Tim.
You have an entire smart house set up, and you couldn't even turn on a light.
Well, that's part of it. I couldn't turn off the lights. Everything was on, just blaring. No, I went into like try and fix things in the old router. You know, you go to the old admin page, and you type in admin and your password admin, and I was tired and
was that a joke? Was that like a programmer joke?
Well, that's just usually the default it's set to now. Yeah. Not so much nowadays. Nowadays they've learned, but But yeah, I'm like trying to get this fixed. I'm going through and clicking things, and I realize I've like clicked through like three warning boxes. Like, yeah, fine, go ahead, do it. Like not reading them and not realizing what I'm doing is turning off the Wi-Fi in the router. And then realizing like, oh, I don't have a computer with an Ethernet plug anymore. How the hell am I going to fix this? And that's why I went to bed. And then I woke up.
Admitted defeat.
Yeah, I admitted defeat. And then I woke up this morning to Laura, like, dressed and like, hey, the internet's not working, so I have to go into the office to work today. And I'm like, oh, shit. No, it wasn't working, and I turned off the Wi-Fi. All right, don't give me, like, 10 minutes to try and fix this. And luckily I was able to fix it. But yeah, it was a rough night, Tim. Rough night, rough morning.
I was able to fix the Wi-Fi, but I wound up puking up a bunch of rice.
Maybe I wasn't clear in the story, Tim. I'm not the one who puked up the rice. That was Ginger.
Laura's puking up rice now?
No, she's pretty good at keeping rice down.
Yeah. Hey. That's why you're going to make her your wife.
Exactly.
That'll come in handy at the ceremony, Tom, when you're leaving the church.
Yeah.
She could keep her mouth open.
Free rice. Hey, don't swallow that. We're going to take that home and boil it so we can all eat it. Tim, well, speaking of food, Tim.
Yeah.
This week we're talking about...
King of the transition.
This week we're talking about a popular food. This was suggested by... do you have the name anywhere near you?
Do I have a what?
The name of the person who suggested this when we went through everything last week. Literally, last week we did the gauntlet. We went through a list of proposed ideas sent to us by our patrons, our lovely, lovely patrons. And you kept an A list, a B list, and a going to hell list. But just of the topics, I'm assuming, not of who actually suggested the topic.
Not of the people.
Right.
Although I did when it came to going to hell, though.
Yeah, then you kept a list of the person's name.
Yeah.
Yeah, just so you can make sure when you get down there.
Yeah, this was suggested by Anthony Beer. What a cool
last
name.
Oh, yeah. Neat.
Hey, Tony Bruschi.
Well, thanks, Anthony. This is one of those topics I'm kind of shocked we haven't talked about before.
Have we?
I checked before, okay. And we haven't.
All right.
Also, those scout
Pop-Tarts.
Those scoundrels at Wikipedia, Tim. I don't know. Something happened, and the link of episodes is not linked where it was before. I don't know. I thought it was gone for a minute. I was like, well, that's going to be it. Because we don't have a list.
No, if they... Yeah, if they take down the Wikipedia page of our episodes, we're just going to have to end the podcast.
Yeah, because we'll never know if we... We'll wind up... Yeah. Especially at this point, like, we're both in our 40s. We'll start doing the same topic every, like, week or two, and it will just start getting very sad very quickly as people realize that we can't remember anything that's happened more than 3 days ago.
I don't know what you think, like, people... in their 40s are normally like.
I don't know what they're normally like, but I know me and you can't remember shit.
Pop-Tarts is a brand of toaster pastries produced and distributed by Kellanova.
Who?
Formerly Kellogg's.
Now they're Kellanova?
Since 1964. Yeah.
They
consisting
merged
of a sweet filling. A sweet filling. Sealed inside two layers of thin rectangular pastry crust. Most varieties nowadays are also frosted.
I forgot we were doing the podcast for a second. I was about to say, why are you telling me? I know this. I know what a Pop-Tart is, you idiot. Kellanova. Did they combine with Nova?
They must have.
You know what? It's a
Why would they?
Why would they what? Change what their name to that?
Yeah.
Look, Tim, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know why. I'm looking.
Well, you had.
What?
You had a theory. You said probably.
Oh, probably they combine with a company called Nova and they want to. Mm. I feel like this happens a lot nowadays where companies merge and it's, I guess, more of like an equal merging. Where they want to keep both companies' names, because guess what company I came across the other day that I didn't know was a company now?
What's a company now?
Keurig Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
That's the name of the
what
company.
What a weird marriage
Keurig
that is.
Keurig Dr. Pepper. And that's the kind of thing where...
But wouldn't that be cool, a Dr. Pepper-flavored coffee?
Tim... I know the Keurig people tried to make like a soda Keurig at one point that I think was like a flop.
Kind of like a soda stream?
I guess it had to have been, but it was like a Keurig where I think there were like pods and, you know, single use things. Cause like a soda stream, you're essentially just making seltzer and then, you know, putting a little bit of like concentrated flavoring in to flavor it. But this was like a cold Keurig. So it could make like iced coffee, iced tea, and it could make different types of soda. But Tim, this company, they've got Nantucket Nectars. They've got Mott's, and not just the applesauce, not just the apple juice, Tim, also the applesauce. They have Margaritaville, Mix, A&W.
Oh, wow. Buffett's involved here. Yeah, okay. A&W, now, does that include the stores as well?
The restaurants? That's a good question, Tim.
Or just the root beer?
I think it might be just the root beer. Because this is just under, I'm looking at their brands are separated into ready to drink, ready to brew, and ready to eat. And ready to eat is just, ready to eat is literally just fucking Mott's applesauce. That's the only food they make.
You know what? Say what you will about Mott's applesauce. Every time I've encountered it, it's been ready to eat.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, I'm just taking for granted the modern conveniences when applesauce used to not be ready to eat. It used to be you buy applesauce at the store, you'd open it up, it was just fucking apples in there and a hammer. But they own...
I'm not ready for this. This isn't ready for me to eat.
They own Dr. Pepper, 7-Up, Crush, Sundrop, Canada Dry Sunkissed Squirt Clamato. Clamato juice is Mott's Clamato, which makes that even more disgusting.
Clamato, yeah.
Because now it's like, oh, now I'm thinking of clams, tomato, and apple juice. Delicious. Oh, Hawaiian punch.
Yeah, it's also making the apple juice and applesauce seem suspect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, are these being made in the same facility? Inquiring minds want to know. Big Red, not the gum, the drink. And Snapple, Yoo-hoo, RC, Cola. Yeah, not a bad little company here, Tim. So how much can I put you down for as an investment?
Tom, I will not be investing in Kellanova. I'll tell you this much, Tom.
Okay.
You know, I think beginning in June 2022, all the executives there, you know when someone like gets bit by a bug and it makes them go crazy?
Wait, like, what? They're like, are you thinking of, are you like half remembering Spider-Man? What do you mean when somebody gets bit by a bug and they go crazy?
I don't know. You know, like when like somebody just starts to act erratic and like, and then like years later they find out it's like, oh,
they
it's because they're like
a bug. No, that's not
Or like they ate an expired thing and like it turns out a bacteria went into their brain and like made them go crazy. Mm-hmm. I think that happened to these Kellogg's executives.
All right. Well, you know about the whole like Kellogg's being it was like a sex thing at first.
Well, it's the opposite of that.
It was to keep you from jerking off. You'd eat
they were like very
Kellogg's,
puritanical.
Raisin bran or whatever.
Yeah. But fast forward to 2022.
And they're encouraging people to masturbate.
They were going to have three divisions: cereal, snacks, and plant-based food. Like they just went like all into plant-based. All
right.
I think they might own Morningstar.
I mean,
that might be the reason.
Most cereals and snacks plant-based already.
Yeah, I think they mean
that,
like fake
that,
meat.
Yeah,
right?
That. But they're using that term all over the place lately. I saw like some beer recently, and it was like, "Our beer's plant-based." It's like, yeah, every beer's plant except for something disgusting.
It's like when they put like, you know, gluten-free on a
something that's already
sack
gluten-free.
Of apples. It's like, I know these apples are gluten-free. The successor company is known as Global Snacking Co.
All right.
That's fun. But anyway, they then decided, like, they're not going to do all that, and then they just changed their name to Kellanova. And then they changed their ticker symbol on the stock exchange from K.
Yeah. By a great...
Oh, wait, no.
No.
Wait, never mind.
they kept the K. You got to keep the K. Come
on. It remains K.
Okay.
It remains K.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to get rid of a one-letter ticker symbol? Were you nuts? Only 26 people have those.
I know. 26 companies. It's like when I have the Twitter handle at R.
Did you?
No. But I could have sold it for some big bucks. Yeah. I think about it every day of my life.
Every day?
Or I could have had it stolen. But yeah, every day. I should have gotten on there in 2007.
Were you like in the middle of signing up and you the name was available and you had it and you were like,
just in retrospect, I think it would have been a good idea. If I had learned about Twitter earlier, I think by the time I first heard about Twitter, those had all been scooped up anyway.
Yeah, probably. Probably the first 26 people on there scooped all those up.
Yeah.
So you were saying, Kellanova, it's called Kellanova just because? Because they needed to come up with a new name and they wanted the Kellogg? Just call it Kellogg's. People know what Kellogg's is.
Just call it Kellogg's. It's a trusted brand. Something must have
happened. Or call it Kellogg's Nova. No, I mean, it's all these conglomerates have the dumbest names. And even the ones that aren't the stupid combinations are things like Yum Foods. It sounds like...
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Okay. Kellogg, the WK Kellogg company, is now just cereal.
Oh, okay.
Everything else. Kellanova is Pop-Tarts, Pringles, other stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Just like the most processed snacks you could possibly imagine.
Yeah. This is all a gambit for, like, a billionaire to make, like, $6 billion more dollars in ways that, like, we don't understand.
Yeah.
We're like, Kellanova, that sounds dumb. And this guy's laughing all the
time. Yeah, and it's like, well, I'll tell you what, changing the name to Kellanova allowed me to lay off 20,000 people and then and just send their paychecks directly to me.
Yeah. It's got to sign them all, though, every 2 weeks to cramp in his hand.
That's
that's a full-time job in and of itself. Be careful what you wish for, Tom.
That's
the
Faustian bargain he's made. Yeah. And now he wishes himself death every day, but it won't come.
Speaking of, Tom,
yeah.
I know they asked us not to get political on this podcast.
Who asked us?
I just got to put, you know, a lot of people. The alert just came through on my phone. Mm-hmm. Henry Kissinger is finally dead.
Whoa, really?
Breaking news, which will not be breaking news 6 days from now when this podcast comes out. But yeah. It's about goddamn time.
Do they know who killed him?
Self-inflicted.
Wow. All right. Wow. it had to have happened sooner or later. What was he, 199?
100.
100.
Motherfucker lived to 100.
Yeah, that sucks that he made it to 100. Like, if it was 99 at least, they'd be like, you didn't make it.
Yeah. The way that you were all laughing at Betty White when she didn't make it.
Right.
You were like, with just 3 days to go, the Grim Reaper.
I guess your whole life wasn't worth it. R.I.P. Henry Kissinger. Henry, he's the...
This Pop-Tarts episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is now dedicated to the memory of Henry Kissinger.
He's the one who taught me it was okay to be weird.
He was weird. I mean, he was weird.
He was, like, legitimately weird, where it's like, all right.
Yeah.
Like,
was the least of it. Our problem with him wasn't that he was weird,
no.
But he was a weird guy.
But it's like, you know, somebody like David Bowie. It's like, David Bowie wasn't weird. He was an entertainer. Fucking Henry Kissinger was weird.
Yeah. He was a bit of an entertainer, too. He'd, like, go on talk shows and, like, I don't know. Right.
Yeah,
like,
he hosted Ben Stein's
people
Money
be like,
for a long time.
He's got a boring Pop-Tarts, Tom. Mm-hmm. You a Pop-Tarts fan?
I am a part. can we start? the episode over, please?
Honestly, we probably should.
I am a Pop-Tarts fan, Tim. Not a huge one. Not like a. I'll tell you what kind of Pop-Tarts fan I am. I'm the type of Pop-Tarts fan that if I'm in the supermarket and Pop-Tarts are on sale, I'll grab some Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. You mentioned that last week when we talked about Pop-Tarts at length on this very show. Yeah. I mean, I bought a box of Pop-Tarts, Tom.
Oh, yeah?
At the grocery store tonight, just before we started recording this.
Helping to fund the Kellanova... machine.
Eight tarts come in this box, Tom.
Eight tarts.
What do you think I paid for
it? Four packs of two. What do I think you paid for it? $4.99.
You're dead wrong, Tom. $3.99.
$3.99. Okay.
That's 50 cents a tart. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, it's not a bad price. Sometimes the Pop-Tarts at my store, they're $2.99 for an 8-pack. Can you believe that?
Wow. No, I can't believe that.
I mean,
that.
And that's why, Tim, I say, well, at that price, I can't refuse.
Can't afford it.
I got to grab a pack. But yeah, I am a Pop-Tarts fan. I believe we talked about what flavors we each like. Well, we'll get into like flavor stuff later. Can I see the Pop-Tarts you got?
Yeah, Tom, I got this box. It's a limited edition.
What?
Throwback.
Oh,
pack.
You showed me this before, Tim, and I thought you bought generic store brand Pop-Tarts.
No, this is legit Kellanova brand.
Okay, yeah, look at that. Frosted Strawberry Pop-Tarts Limited Edition Throwback Pack. Based, does it say based in the USA, not made in the USA?
Baked in
oh,
the
baked
USA.
In the USA.
Hey, that's what you say
hey.
Every night.
Hey, baked in the USA, bro.
Yeah, man.
Look at this. Look at look. Even the side is like a throwbacky to like the 60s.
Yeah. Tim's showing right? me the back. It says Pop-Tarts fully baked and ready to eat or heat or freeze or stack. And then it's got instructions yeah. and like some like kind of bad photography. But like,
yeah.
you know what?
That's just
bad photography that I feel like is more representative of the product, though. Like,
yeah.
like that's what Pop-Tarts so. Look like, as opposed to sometimes the, you know, the marketing images, they look a little too perfect. You never get.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, whatever machine they've got putting that frosting on, it's not always doing a great job.
No, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That's the human touch we all like. So you see this, Tom, they're
no.
frosted. There's a picture of the frosted.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
there.
It's frosted.
You'll
strawberry.
See the speckles,
mm-hmm.
the speckles on there.
Yeah, is that
are kind
is
of
that,
few and far between?
Is that looks like fewer speckles than we have nowadays? Now that the
and
technology
I think it
is caught
I
up.
Think it was. Yeah, so we got like speckles of sparkly sugar
mm-hmm.
in there. Then you open up the thing, and it's just a normal Pop-Tart. There's a lot of speckles of sugar in it.
Wow.
So it's just the picture, which is weird. On the front of the box, there's like, there's not a lot of fun sparkly sugar on this. And then you open it up, and it's like, just kidding, there is a lot of fun. I think they just put the regular strawberry Pop-Tarts that, I think the only thing throwbacky about this, much to my chagrin,
is just the box.
Is the picture on the box, yeah.
Yeah, because like when the sodas do throwback, although I feel like there's like a throwback Pepsi out there right now that isn't like a, you know, real sugar type thing. It's just throwback packaging.
Tom, at the end of the day, the depressing thing is with Kellanova, be it Keurig, Dr. Pepper, it's all marketing, Tom.
Yeah.
It all comes down to marketing.
Do you like the throwback packaging when they do that? I liked...
Yeah, I do. I'm a sucker for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like a few years ago, I remember they did that for Doritos, and it was like, oh, yeah, look at these old Doritos. Huh. I guess we're all getting older.
It's like, hey, I remember when I was but a wee child. Henry Kissinger was only 86 years old.
And yeah, he would he loved these, and unfortunately, he couldn't. The newer Doritos were too spicy for him. They would have killed him years ago if he had tried them.
If he was killed by a spicy Dorito,
who? I mean, we don't know the details.
I only got the push notification.
And they make some.
Yeah.
Do you feel this? Some of these spicy foods nowadays, like. I always used to feel safe buying something that was like mass produced and said it was spicy. Like, it's not going to be that spicy. They got to make it for everybody. But nowadays, I feel like all bets are off. Sometimes you buy something and you go, how spicy could this be? And it's very spicy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. It can burn you. Just ask Henry Kissinger.
Tim, I just wish Henry Kissinger was alive to listen to this right now. I think he'd agree with a lot of it. All right, Tim, Pop-Tarts. I'm looking at some information about Pop-Tarts. They were first introduced in 1964. What?
Right. At the World's Fair?
Presumably.
That'd be a hell of a debut, right? Anything that came out in 1964, they should have just had at the World's Fair.
I think if they had to do it again, maybe they would.
Back to the Future 4 should be about...
They were invented as a quick and easy breakfast option that didn't require refrigeration. And they were partially inspired by the space race. Kellogg's uses methods similar to that used by NASA to create long-lasting, non-perishable foods for astronauts.
Like astronaut ice cream. This is practically astronaut ice cream. And look at this cool foil wrapper it comes in.
I mean, it's not a million miles off, I feel like. Right?
Yeah. It's all just fucking sugar.
Yeah, it's sugar and carcinogenic preservatives, probably.
Yeah.
The nice little foil wrapping, which now I'm realizing, Tim, I'm missing out because here, I'll show you what I got. I got Pop-Tarts Bites to have tonight.
Ooh, confetti cake
flavored, frosted confetti cake. I don't think I've had Pop-Tarts Bites before, but they come in like a little bag, like Teddy Grahams, kind of. And but it's not a... Oh, it is nice. I mean, it's a little futuristic. It's got a rip in it already, so you can rip it open real easy. But
yeah, that's just as Philip K. Dick predicted. Fantastical stories of the future. Tom, I will say, here's why the bites are disappointing, and I don't mean to yuck your yum over there, but around the perimeter, you're always going to need some level of just the pastry without the filling in it to seal it, and the ratio is all wrong, because I feel like the perimeter has the same amount as on a big Pop-Tart, but you only get like 1/8 of the filling or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're weird. Here, I'm showing it to you right now.
Are we recording video? Could this be a vodcast?
I don't know how that works. Okay. I don't know if this could be a vod. I don't know. I don't think me showing you a mini Pop-Tart is enough reason to make this a vodcast, Tim.
Well, I showed you the throwback the box earlier.
Yeah. Well, all right. Between the two, maybe we can make a webisode. Or a mobisode.
Okay, a mobisode. Yeah, man, let's compromise.
But you can see, like, it's not shaped like a Pop-Tart, really. It's shaped almost like, I don't know, like a ravioli kind of, without the other parts. Without the
ravioli, without the other parts.
Well, the parts that are
you're really painting a picture. This Tom.
Yeah, I mean,
the
I guess
description
it has to be
that
a
poor. It needs to be a mobisode or a vodcast at the least.
Yeah, I mean, we'll put out a an electronic press kit with photos of the mini Pop-Tarts or the Pop-Tart bites so you can get a closer look.
Oh, no. You know what? We'll drop a photo in. Just look at your iPod right now. If you're listening on an iPod video, it's an enhanced podcast.
Yeah.
Is that what that used to be called?
What, an enhanced podcast?
Yeah. Remember back in the day? That's how we originally got featured on Apple. No, remember? Like, you could choose a point and drop a picture
in? Yeah, you can still do that. I'm not going to look into how to do that nowadays. Actually, now it... too inside baseball, but I don't think it would work anymore.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why later. It's not like a racist conspiracy theory or something that I have.
That's usually what I'll tell you later.
I'm going to tell you offline. Well, I'll tell you who's stopping us from doing it, Tim. But let me critique these Pop-Tart bites here for a second, if we can get off track. I mean, I guess it's not off track. The whole thing's about Pop-Tarts, right?
It's more on track than we've been for the last 45 minutes, Tom.
I mean, these Pop-Tart bites, frosted confetti cake. I don't know if somebody has the rights to birthday cake, because that's certainly what, look.
Probably
look,
those freaking old school marms that held that happy birthday song.
They finally decided happy birthday was in the public domain, but they were like, but you can't say birthday cake. You're going to have to say frosted confetti cake. But there's a picture right on it. It looks like, Funfetti birthday cake, which is probably my favorite kind of cake, I think. Like a nice Funfetti cake with Funfetti icing.
What about a Black Forest?
Look, that's nice, but if you put the two of them side, what I'm saying is I understand that other cakes are better and nicer, but if you put like a well-made Funfetti cake next to any other type of cake and told me I can only have one, I'll eat the Funfetti cake.
What about, sorry, I'm eating a
Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tart. Mm-hmm. What about a ice cream cake with the little chocolate crunchies in them, though?
You know, I should have specified, unless it was ice cream cake. It would depend on my mood. You know, you might have me there, Tim. I might pick that sometimes.
I think it would come down to the same, either the Funfetti or the ice cream cake with the little crunchies in it.
Yeah,
but like it would be mood based.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we did it.
But my critique for this frosted Funfetti cake was going to be, and you know, maybe this isn't a critique, maybe this is a feature, but. The frosting on the inside, I think, is the same as the frosting on the outside.
Oh, no, that's ridiculous, Tom.
Right? I mean, that feels illegal, but...
That's a critique. That's not a... No. That is... You should be able to sue.
But at the same time, there's so little frosting compared to a regular Pop-Tart that maybe it is good that both are the same. Because there's really not a lot of frosting inside here. That's the disappointing thing for me.
I think you should just throw those in the trash. Be honest with yourself.
I'll eat them. But I'm just saying, I think, maybe I'll get them again. I think I'd go with a regular Pop-Tart. They do taste like Pop-Tarts, but I don't know why you would want it this way. But hey, look it. I'm the idiot that bought them. How many did you get? You got four... Four packs of two?
Yeah.
In this case, I got five packs of pouches. It doesn't say how many is in each pouch. I'm going to guess...
They do it by weight.
Eight. I'm going to guess about eight are in each pouch. Eight little guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I should have compared the
weight. Yeah, but they're little and bad.
Do you ever compare the weight of products before you buy them?
No, I feel like you got. I feel like that's the to fight shrinkflation, right? They tell you to look at the unit costs and everything, right? But now the grocery stores are being shady about that also.
Oh, are they?
You're never comparing apples to apples unless it's literally you're trying to
Compare apples. Between
two different varieties of apples at the grocery store. Tom.
Yeah.
All right. So we all agree that Pop-Tarts, they making, we all agree they started out.
I'm making disgusting sounds over here. I apologize.
You really are. Just back away. I'll talk for a second. We all agree that Pop-Tarts launched without a frosted option, and it was 1964.
That's not the part
we all agree on. We all agree they didn't come into their own until they started frosting them, right? They sell non-frosted Pop-Tarts right now, but if you buy them, they should put you in a home. They should wheel you right into the loony bin, right?
Yeah, they sell, but I feel like less and less. Like, maybe if you go to a big supermarket that has, like, a ton. I would say a medium-sized supermarket near me, grocery store, and they did not have any variety that was unfrosted. You know, they maybe had, like, five different types, and none of them were unfrosted.
Tom, I went to a big suburban supermarket earlier this evening, mm-hmm. and there was essentially, not quite an end cap. It was right, like, in the aisle, but at the end of all Pop-Tarts.
So an end cap?
No, the end cap faces out
in
until,
aisle, but at the
into the neutral territory that no aisle encompasses, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, so it wasn't at the end.
Uh-huh.
It was at the end, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do actually understand. I'll quit being a wiseacre.
Yeah, come on, we don't have time for this. There was a bunch of varieties of different flavors, all frosted.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's this one section of just this one flavor throwback, which I immediately went to.
Right.
There was one box of unfrosted out of probably, I don't know, 100 boxes of Pop-Tarts. Wow.
And it was probably old and expired.
Yeah.
It's probably from the 80s. Do you remember what flavor it was?
I think it might have been strawberry.
Oh, okay.
I think strawberry is the default.
Yeah, right. It seems, because I looked at like a few lists today of like the best flavors of Pop-Tarts, and it seemed like everyone that I saw that wasn't like a joke was like, frosted strawberry is by far the best one. That's the default one. That's what you associate with Pop-Tarts. Other ones are good, but frosted strawberries go in the long haul. You know,
I can't disagree.
Am I getting too worked up about it? Is
you're sweating? You're making disturbing noises.
I'm a little upset because that was the other Pop-Tarts Bites flavor they had with strawberry frosted, and I'm regretting buying these birthday cake ones.
You know what? I'm sorry, but the bites, you're never going to be happy with the bites. They're
not
going to
give you
what
you're looking for. Yeah, probably true. I'd be eating the strawberry ones, and I'd be wishing I just got regular strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the non Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, like generic Pop-Tarts, like Kroger brand Pop-Tarts or whatever?
Yeah, I bet I have, and I bet they were fine.
I feel like
Pop-Tarts
those
aren't that great.
I feel like those, more often than not, are unfrosted.
Right.
That, I don't know, but they don't have
they
the
just
technology
couldn't, they
to
couldn't
frost it.
They couldn't figure it out.
And they figure, look, we're going after price-conscious shoppers who probably aren't even going to notice. They're never going to buy this again. It's garbage, but we'll get them this one time.
Right. And it worked on me at least once, I guess.
I'm looking at the...
Tom, have you ever had the opposite, a Pillsbury toaster strudel?
Yeah, of course. It's not the opposite. How is it the
opposite? It's the opposite of the store brand. It's an elevated version
Oh, yeah,
of the Pop-Tart.
Tim, when
you know
I
what?
Was...
You jumped down my throat for no reason there, Tom.
When I was probably...
I think you should apologize.
I'll never apologize on this show. They have to apologize as the day this show ends. Tim, I think when I was like, I don't know, like 12, 13, like I ate toaster strudels every morning for breakfast.
You weren't too lazy to frost them yourself.
No, not at all. Because guess what? Once you were done frosting it yourself, then you could suck on the little plastic thing of frosting and have, you know, a little taste of frosting.
Yeah, it never went quite how I wanted it to go.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
You get a little thing commercial. Like, you can just, like, very, very neatly do it. But, like, you're squeezing it out. You're squeezing the frosting out of this, like, little plastic tube.
It's not even a tube. It's, like, a little... I don't even know how to describe
like a bag,
it. It's like this
kind of.
Yeah, it's like the same plastic that like Ziploc bags are made out of, kind of.
Yeah.
And you just rip
apart.
So it
never
part
comes
of it
out
to
cleanly. Yeah. And so like you never get the perfect kind of Z shape that you want on there for Zorro.
Yeah.
I was always trying to make mine into a Zorro situation.
Oh, I did.
And also,
I
like,
was big
I never
on,
let
like,
it cool
a...
for long enough.
Oh, yeah. Well, how could you?
It, so it, like. And so
it
as soon
melt.
As the frosting hit it, it would start to melt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this
but that
kind of
wasn't
times.
Bad. The,
nah,
the melted frosting was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Toaster strudels, Pillsbury toaster strudels. These guys came out. This was like, you know, Sega versus Nintendo, where they're like, we got to go after the incumbent. We're not going to pull any punches. All our commercials are going to be like, hey, are you eating Pop-Tarts? Were you a moron? Eat a toaster strudel. It's so much better.
Right.
And honestly, they were right. You know, it's a strudel that sits in your freezer until you're ready to eat it. You put it in a toaster oven. It makes it nice and flaky. And then you put the nice icing on. Better icing. 1,000 times better icing.
1,000 times better icing. But, you know, we're a couple of hoity-toity toys over here.
I mean, you know, it took a lot more preparation. It was, you know, really a different product. I think they both still have their place, but they definitely taste better, the toaster strudels.
Yeah.
I was reading somewhere.
The people at Kelcorp or whatever, Kellanova. They're shitting their pants right now. Like, oh my God, there's a
they're shitting their pants. Somebody came out with a competitor 30 years ago, and they're just learning about it. I just went to the freezer aisle for the first time ever, and what the hell are these things? They're making us look like fools.
They turned on this episode thinking we're going to move some units of their product,
and here we are promoting another product. That's the kind of thing that I'm honestly surprised. That's the kind of product that a company puts out, Pillsbury Toaster Strudels. They go after the incumbent, and like 6 to 12 months later, the incumbent comes out with their version of that. And I don't think that ever happened.
Yeah.
Like Pop-Tarts Pro or Pop-Tarts Premium, Pop-Tarts Plus, something like that. Hot
move, Kellogg's.
Hot tarts. That's what I'd call them.
Tom, I have a programming note for you right now. A question.
Okay.
Can you see me like moving around on your screen?
What do you mean? Can I see you moving around?
Am I coming? Am I coming through? Everything on my screen is completely frozen.
Oh yeah, no, you're moving like a normal person on my screen right now.
Okay, well I think I screwed something up over here. I opened all the windows that I could, all the stats and everything.
Why'd you open all the windows that you could? Don't open all the windows that you can.
Because here's what it told me. It said my connection was unstable.
Uh-huh.
And it said, "Do you want to stop incoming video?" I said,
yeah,
"Sure."
Right.
And that stabilized the connection, but then I couldn't see anymore. So I was like, let me see if I could get Tom back on. So I clicked on a bunch of stuff. I got local stats. I got your stats. I got this participants thing. And now everything's just frozen. But I can hear you.
All right. Well, Tim, you know, they say a good podcast, as long as you can hear the other person and see all their stats, that's really all that
matters. I mean, the stats are all frozen, though.
Yeah. Tim, I'm looking at your available bit rate here. And yeah, my God, it's all over the map.
Yeah, sorry. A little stinker.
Apparently, the frosting that they use for Pop-Tarts is, I guess this makes sense. It's like specially made to be able to withstand, the heat of a toaster.
The direct heat of a heating element of a toaster?
Yeah, because if you think about it, like we were just talking about the toaster strudels, like, yeah, even just putting those on a warm strudel melts it. So these Pop-Tarts people, they'd be ruining toaster ovens left and right if that wasn't able to withstand it.
Look, you're going to make fun of me for what I'm about to say.
All right.
But if you think about it, you're gonna know that I'm right. So don't jump down my throat immediately. Right?
Look, I'm all right, go ahead.
You don't realize it, but toasters get really hot.
What do you mean you don't realize it?
You don't think about it, how hot a toaster gets.
Yeah, you do. Tim, you make generalizations about people sometimes that reveal more about you than anything else. Nobody else is out there going, oh, yeah, he's right. You don't realize how hot a toaster
gets. I think a lot of people are. I think a lot of people are, because here's what you do. You preheat an oven to 350 degrees in the summertime, and you're like, it's making my whole goddamn apartment hotter.
Right. Oh, yeah, right? Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You put in a Pop-Tart in a toaster, you put that down, that's not heating up your whole apartment.
So you don't think it's hot?
It's getting really hot. It's getting maybe as hot or hotter than the oven, but you just don't think about it as much.
Tim, I don't know what to say to that. Do you not understand
just concede that I'm correct.
It takes more space to get, or the more space something takes up, the longer it takes for it to get hot.
I'm not, when did I say that the length of time had anything to do with this?
Because you don't understand how a toaster gets hot. And I think it's because...
We all know a toaster gets hot, Tom. How would it toast things? What I'm saying is it's not something we often think about.
All right. Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree. But I'm saying I get that. I get why it took him so long to...
I think I prefaced it wrong. I think you would have agreed with me if I didn't have that whole wind up to it.
I don't. I think it still would have turned to. Do you not?
I think you would have. I think you would have said, Tim, interesting observation.
I didn't notice just how hot a toaster gets.
How hot do you think it gets in a toaster?
400 degrees. I'm going to guess.
What if... All right. Well, you keep talking. I'll look it up.
Toasters are kind of crazy. Like a real toaster, like a pop-up toaster. Because like kind of all it's doing is just, using a... I'm not going to be able to say anything that's going to in any way make me seem smarter than you. Because I was about to say, the crazy thing about a toaster is, like, I guess it's just using electricity to get hot.
Yeah.
But if you look at, like, how a toaster is, if you take one apart, it's kind of not doing anything that you couldn't do yourself by just sticking, two ends of a wire into a socket. It's just kind of a fancy version of that.
Yeah, but it controls it.
To an extent. Yeah, I guess it does. It stops it from getting too hot, but...
Tom, mm-hmm. All right. The toaster...
Yeah.
...will get up to 450 degrees.
Okay.
However...
I deserve a little credit for being pretty spot on there with how hot a toaster can get?
Yeah, I think so. However, the coils inside the toaster get mm-hmm. to be over 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's insane that they sell that technology to consumers.
See, Tom, you don't think about it. You don't realize how hot a toaster gets.
Tim,
1,000 degrees.
I take
Tom.
It back. I didn't realize that a toaster gets to 1,000 degrees. That is pretty freaking hot. How hot is a fire? Do they know?
Let me Google that.
Or, you know, when they put in a thermometer to try and figure, it's like, thermometer melted again.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just never know how hot a fire is.
How hot is fire?
While you're looking that up, I will say that I'm kind of surprised. So Pop-Tarts came out in 64. Frosted Pop-Tarts came out in 67. That's pretty quick to get to that kind of a technological marvel.
I think
three years to come up with, you know, because think about how like 60s, like how
see, I'm frosting everything. Everything I invent, I try frosting it immediately.
But I'm saying like... Think about like 1960s, appliances. Like, I'm sure if anything like vaguely wet got in there, it would just burn your house down.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God. I feel like houses burn down weekly.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they do now too.
Tim, I would think the cows is probably even burned down every day.
Yeah, yeah. That's a real shame, too. I'm against
Can we go through some of the flavors they currently have available?
Yeah, let's do that. You're going to take out all that arguing about the toasters and whatnot?
Yeah, that's all going to come out. All right. I'm looking at, I'll give these people like Kellanova some credit because I'm on PopTarts.com looking at their Pop-Tarts and they actually list like user ratings for some of these flavors, for all these flavors.
Oh, and, wow.
And some of them, you know, they're not so great.
Are there critical ones? Yeah.
So under new, they have three current new quote unquote flavors. Applejack's Frosted Apple Cinnamon Flavor Pop-Tarts. And those only have a 4.
We all know, yeah, we all know that Apple Jacks don't even taste like apples.
Right. And this only has a 4.0 rating, which I think is, I'm saying that they're brave for putting their ratings on here, but I don't see anything below a 4. So I think
they're
like, yeah, we'll put the ratings on there, but we'll put a hard limit on anything below a 4 showing up. So I'm looking at this and thinking like, man, if I see a Pop-Tart that's like 1.3, it was filled with glass.
If you're looking, look. It's going to be a very niche product, but sometimes most people's complaints would be like, I didn't want to eat glass.
Right.
1 star or 0 stars.
And they should
but
be
someone's
allowed
looking
to do that.
For glass. Yeah, exactly. But somebody might be like, oh, I'm looking for a Pop-Tart to eat glass. Then they won't even, you know, that won't faze them. They understand, hey, I go against the grain. A lot of people won't like this.
And probably like going against the grain is similar to eating glass. You know, you get a lot of splinters doing it that way.
You ever see a guy eat a light bulb?
Yeah, I've seen a guy eat a light bulb, not in person.
Oh, I have in person.
Oh, wow.
I went to a magic show once. A guy came right up to us and ate a light bulb right in front of our. He like took it and we're like.
So Apple Jacks. Pop-Tarts, which I think I did get, and I didn't think were bad. It tastes like Apple Jacks, and that's the thing. Like something like that, where it's an artificial flavor to begin with, you should be able to nail it with another, you know, artificial flavor product.
Yeah.
The next one, frosted banana bread.
Okay.
And then the third one, frosted pumpkin pie.
I don't need that.
Those both have decent reviews, 4.5 and 4.6. And then under favorites, I'll try and kind of run through these a little quick because there's a lot.
Number one is the one that I almost bought tonight, Tom.
Oh, Eggo frosted maple flavor Pop-Tarts?
Yeah. An unholy marriage between a Pop-Tart and an Eggo waffle with maple syrup.
Huh. Yeah, and it is interesting because I bet it doesn't really taste like Eggo because you're not looking for like a waffle flavor. You're looking more for the maple syrup flavor, right?
Yeah. I was just afraid that if I took a bite of that, I'd barf it up like rice from a dog.
Second, frosted blueberry Pop-Tarts, 4.7. Those are also very good.
Yeah, classic.
I feel like those are a strong second to the frosted strawberry. Frosted brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts, 4.8. People like those.
I've had those. I bought those first during the lockdown of 2020.
Yeah, and what'd you think of them?
Some dark times. I froze them, and I was a little underwhelmed.
Oh, okay.
People talk about freezing the Pop-Tarts and loving them so much.
Yeah.
But again, I think I talked about this last week. I think I was just depressed.
Frosted. I don't want to put any of this blame on Pop-Tarts. Frosted brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts. Those sound like they would be... That's not a good freezer one. I think that's a good toaster oven one.
Yeah, I preferred it in the toaster.
Yeah, you want like warm cinnamon flavors.
Yeah.
Frosted cherry.
I didn't know
Pop-Tarts.
What I wanted at the time. I just wanted my loved ones to be okay. You know what I mean?
Frosted cherry Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, those are good.
Those are good. Frosted chocolate chip Pop-Tarts. I don't believe I've ever had that, but hey, it sounds good. Frosted chocolate fudge.
The chocolate chips would just turn into chocolate. Chocolate fudge, yeah.
Okay,
this next one I almost bought tonight. This was my number three. This was in the three spot.
Frosted confetti cupcake Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, pretty much a funfetti situation there.
Yeah, the same thing I got. I got confetti cake. These are confetti cupcake. But they look pretty similar. Actually, these look a little better, but 4.1, so not very popular. Frosted cookie... Tim, are you looking at the same website I am where it says frosted cookies and creme?
Yeah, yeah.
with a little accent over the first E.
Instead of just writing cream.
And also it's not spelled cream. It's C-R-E with a little apostrophe.
Yeah,
N-E.
What's the difference between creme and cream?
I don't know. And I don't trust the Pop-Tarts people if they're not being upfront, you know?
I think they're trying to elevate it, Tom.
I think that's what they're trying to project, but I think it's probably like you can't say cream if there's no milk product in something. I think that's probably more likely. But I've had those, and they are very good. You know, they kind of taste like an Oreo. They're nice.
Masterclass.com will tell me. Cream and crème are both words used to describe dairy products made by extracting butterfat from cow's milk. Cream is the English word used for a wide array of English and North American dairy products, while crème is a French word you'll often see. Well, it's just French versus English.
Yeah, so like... Pop-Tarts, you can't be like, yeah, we're going to put some random French in our flavors to elevate them. That'll fool everyone. Mm-hmm. Fool the foodies. The next one's frosted grape. I've never had it, but that looks pretty good.
Yeah, okay. I like grapes.
Yeah.
I
like grape flavors.
I got toddlers.
Candy.
So we're not allowed to have grapes around the house.
Oh, I see. you're not even allowed to have them and peel them and blindfold somebody and put their hand in the bowl of grapes and say it's tell a bowl of eyeballs.
Well, we can do that.
You can do that with your son and then go, don't eat it, though. Frosted hot fudge sundae, never had, but it looks pretty good. Frosted raspberry, I've had that. Decent, but you know that you get that if they don't have the strawberry or blueberry.
Yeah, I mean all the berries. I'm gonna be honest. Mm-hmm. The differences are nominal.
Frosted strawberry we talked about. These last two are good ones. Frosted s'mores. That's a mm-hmm. top tier Pop-Tart. Yeah. And frosted wildlicious wild berry Pop-Tarts. Which have like pink and blue frosting.
Right. That's a little too wild for me, Tom.
Oh, I miss. There's also Snickerdoodle Pop-Tarts, which I have not seen, but hey, I'd try those. That sounds pretty good. I like Snickerdoodle cookies.
What is that, got cinnamon in it or something?
Yeah, like cinnamon and I don't know, something
you know what
else?
I've been doing, Tom?
Sugar. What?
I've been going to Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin'.
Uh-huh, yeah, I'm familiar with it.
I'm in Massachusetts,
it.
After all. Mm-hmm. Every there, day.
Presumably
for the last,
there's
for
one
week.
In the home you're in right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's right behind this door over here. it's right behind the Larry Bird picture. I just opened it up. And there's just,
every Massachusetts resident knows.
I've been getting a peppermint mocha latte. Ooh, every day.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, I think it's like 3,000 calories. But
well, good. Then you're set for the day.
I mean, it's yeah. All I've had today was that and these Pop-Tarts you saw me eat.
A lot of doctors say the best calories are liquid calories. Yeah. They can go. Your body can use them faster.
Exactly.
Then they've just got the unfrosted varieties, but then they also have simply frosted harvest strawberry Pop-Tarts, which are healthy Pop-Tarts that are good for you, it looks like.
Right.
They're basically, of course. They don't say it's healthy, of course, but no high fructose corn syrup and non-GMO project verified. I'm curious about two things.
Let's not get into the GMO thing.
I'm curious about two things.
We don't need to litigate this on that show.
I'm curious if these are good, of course. But I'm also very curious, especially if they are good, because they have good reviews. They have good ratings here, 4.8. I'm curious if they do something else to it besides just... Yeah, this is non-GMO, and we're using sugar instead of corn syrup. If there's also, if they know, like, look, we gotta make people feel like when they buy this, they go, oh my God, this is so much better. Because honestly, I don't believe otherwise that if it's just sugar instead of corn syrup and non-GMO instead of GMO, it's going to be that much different, right?
No, yeah.
So,
what is your conspiracy theory here?
No,
I was cleaning up.
I'm kind of wondering if they do something else to it that makes them like a little bit better. That is just kind of like
right.
These
to
are the
make it taste better.
Yeah, like these are the best Pop-Tarts you can buy, and you're going to think it's because we're using better ingredients, but really it's like these have a little more filling than they normally do, or like yeah. The frosting's a little thicker than it normally is.
Why don't you go post that on 4chan and see what the rest of the tinfoil hat brigade has to say about it?
We prefer to be called incest, Tim. If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can find all our social media links there. You can follow me on social media at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at Your Pal Tim.
And check out our Patreon, patreon.com/completeguide, where a very special thing is happening this month. It's the most gumptorful time of the year. That's right. It's Gumptember. It is Forrest Gump month on
Booksember.
Gupsember on Books the Podcast. We are reading Gump & Co., the sequel to Forrest Gump, the book that the movie was based on, which a lot of people don't know exists, but it does, and we're reading it. And you can read along. You don't have to. You can just listen to us talk about it. Patreon.com/complete guide to get all the back episodes of Books the Podcast as well.
Yeah. Hey. And then we're going to go to Bubba Gump for a big shrimp feast.
Yeah.
Do you want to go back to Bubba Gump? Should we talk about this on the other show?
We'll talk about it in the other one. But yeah, I'm not opposed to going back to Bubba Gump.
Okay.
I had a fine time the first time. I mean, nothing to write home about, I think. But
I was sick. I was the same kind of sick I am right now, where it's just like non-COVID, but just want to go to bed.
Right. Do you think that's like an immune system response to bubblegum shrimp? Just the idea of going there makes you tired.
Maybe my body just shuts sick. Down. Yeah.
It's like, how do we stop them from doing this? Yeah, no, I'd love to. Tim, I always say my favorite thing to do during Christmas time is go to Times Square.
And we'll bring some more people this time. It'll be great.
Well, last time I remember...
We'll wait longer for a table.
Yeah, exactly. And remember, we had to like wait in a line like at an amusement park ride. Like they had like a snake
thing.
It
was just as thrilling, yeah.
And I think... And I made reservations and we still had to go through that.
The indignity.
I'll try and go through my network of top-tier... influencer, see if I can get us some primo seats at Bubba Gump. Get us to skip the line.
I'd settle for the same table.
Yeah,
it didn't take that long.
It was a nice enough table. We had a nice waitress, and I went home with a cup that I use all the time.
I use it all the time, legitimately. Mine had a light in it.
That implies that I don't use mine legitimately.
Yeah,
I don't care for that.
All right. Tom, any final words on Pop-Tarts?
I don't think so. The only thing I didn't talk about that I have in my notes here is, two things. They weren't designed to be toasted. That came later, which I thought was interesting. And no holes in it so that the filling doesn't come out, which is also a good idea.
I thought there were holes in it.
Yeah, I guess there are, I think.
All right, we'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.